The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben, 2016. By Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, written by Peter Wolben, is a book that explores the complex and fascinating world of trees. Wolben, a German forester, draws on his experience and research to explain the hidden life of trees and how they communicate with each other. He explains how trees are social creatures, forming networks and communities, and how they can even recognize their kin. He also explains how trees can sense danger and respond to it, and how they can even remember past events. Wolben also discusses the importance of forests and how they are essential for the health of the planet. He explains how forests are essential for the health of the planet, and how they can help to mitigate climate change. He also discusses the importance of sustainable forestry and how it can help to preserve forests for future generations. The book is an engaging and informative read, and it provides an insight into the hidden life of trees and how they interact with each other and the environment. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Trees are social creatures. Trees have complex social networks and communicate with each other through a variety of methods, such as sending chemical signals through their roots and exchanging nutrients. Trees are incredibly social creatures, and they communicate with each other in ways that we are only beginning to understand. Through their roots, trees send chemical signals to each other, warning of danger or sharing nutrients. They also exchange nutrients through a process called mycorrhizal networks, where fungi act as a bridge between trees, allowing them to share resources. Trees also communicate through the air, releasing volatile organic compounds that can be detected by other trees. This allows them to share information about the environment, such as the presence of predators or changes in the weather. Trees also form complex social networks, with some trees acting as mother trees that provide resources and protection to younger trees. These networks can span entire forests, with trees of different species working together to create a thriving ecosystem. By understanding the social lives of trees, we can better understand the importance of forests and the role they play in our environment. Main idea number 2. Trees have feelings. Trees can feel pain, stress, and even happiness, and they respond to their environment in ways that are similar to animals. Trees are living organisms, and like all living things, they have feelings. In his book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben explains how trees can feel pain, stress, and even happiness. He explains that trees respond to their environment in ways that are similar to animals. For example, when a tree is attacked by a pest, it will release chemicals to ward off the pest, just like an animal would. Trees also respond to changes in their environment, such as changes in temperature, humidity, and light. When a tree is stressed, it will produce hormones that help it cope with the stress. Trees also communicate with each other in ways that are similar to animals. They can send signals to each other through their roots, and they can even send signals to other species of trees. For example, when a tree is attacked by a pest, it can send a signal to other trees in the area, warning them of the danger. This is known as chemical communication, and it is a form of communication that is used by many species of plants and animals. Trees are living, breathing organisms, and they have feelings just like any other living thing. They respond to their environment in ways that are similar to animals, and they communicate with each other in ways that are similar to animals. By understanding the hidden life of trees, we can better appreciate the importance of trees in our environment and the role they play in our lives. Main idea number 3. Trees have memories. Trees can remember past events and use this information to make decisions about how to respond to their environment. Trees have a remarkable ability to remember past events and use this information to make decisions about how to respond to their environment. This is known as memory in the plant world. Trees can remember when they have been attacked by pests or diseases, and they can remember when they have been exposed to extreme weather conditions. They can also remember when they have been pruned or when they have been fertilized. All of this information is stored in the tree's memory and can be used to help the tree survive in the future. For example, if a tree has been attacked by a certain pest in the past, it may be more resistant to that pest in the future. Similarly, if a tree has been exposed to extreme weather conditions, it may be better prepared to handle similar conditions in the future. Trees also have the ability to remember the location of their roots and the nutrients they need to survive. This helps them to find the best places to send their roots in search of water and nutrients. Trees can also remember the location of their leaves and branches, which helps them to optimize their growth and shape. All of this information is stored in the tree's memory and can be used to help the tree survive in the future. The ability of trees to remember past events and use this information to make decisions about how to respond to their environment is an amazing and fascinating phenomenon. It is a testament to the intelligence and adaptability of trees, and it is a reminder of the importance of protecting and preserving our forests. Main idea number 4. Trees are connected to each other. Trees are connected to each other through a network of underground fungi, which allows them to share resources and communicate with each other. Trees are connected to each other in a way that is both mysterious and fascinating. Through a network of underground fungi, trees are able to share resources and communicate with each other. This network, known as the Wood Wide Web, is made up of mycorrhizal fungi that form a symbiotic relationship with the roots of trees. The fungi act as an extension of the tree's root system, allowing it to access resources from other trees in the area. The fungi also act as a conduit for communication between trees, allowing them to share information about the environment and potential threats. This connection between trees is an important part of the forest ecosystem. By sharing resources and information, trees are able to work together to create a more resilient and diverse environment. This connection also allows trees to support each other in times of stress, such as during a drought or when attacked by pests. By understanding the hidden life of trees, we can better appreciate the complexity and interconnectedness of the natural world. Main idea number 5. Trees can heal themselves. Trees have the ability to heal themselves from injuries and diseases, and they can even help other trees in their vicinity to do the same. Trees have an amazing ability to heal themselves from injuries and diseases. They can even help other trees in their vicinity to do the same. Trees have a complex network of roots and fungi that help them to communicate with each other and share resources. This network helps them to detect when one of their own is in distress and to send resources to help it heal. Trees can also send out hormones to help fight off diseases and pests, and they can even send out signals to other trees to warn them of danger. Trees also have the ability to heal themselves from physical injuries. They can form a protective layer of cells around the wound to prevent further damage and then slowly grow new cells to replace the damaged ones. This process can take years, but it is a testament to the resilience of trees and their ability to heal themselves. Trees are also able to heal themselves from diseases. They can produce chemicals to fight off the disease, and they can also send out signals to other trees to warn them of the danger. This helps to protect the entire forest from the spread of disease. Trees are truly amazing organisms, and their ability to heal themselves is a testament to their resilience and strength. They are able to survive and thrive in even the harshest of environments, and their ability to heal themselves is a testament to their incredible adaptability. Main idea number 6. Trees can live for centuries. Trees can live for centuries, and they can pass on knowledge and wisdom to future generations. Trees are living organisms that can live for centuries, and they can pass on knowledge and wisdom to future generations. In his book The Hidden Life of Trees, What They Feel, How They Communicate, Discoveries from a Secret World, Peter Wolben explains how trees are able to communicate with each other and how they can remember events that happened hundreds of years ago. He also explains how trees can form complex networks and how they can share resources with each other. Trees are living archives of knowledge and wisdom, and they can provide us with valuable insights into the past and the future. Trees are also incredibly resilient and can survive in harsh environments. They can withstand extreme temperatures, drought, and other environmental stresses. They can also adapt to changing conditions and can even regenerate after being damaged or destroyed. This makes them an invaluable resource for future generations, as they can provide a source of food, shelter, and medicine. Trees are a vital part of our environment, and they are essential for the health of our planet. They provide us with oxygen, clean air, and shade, and they help to regulate the climate. They also provide habitats for wildlife and help to protect our soil and water. By protecting and preserving our forests, we can ensure that future generations will be able to enjoy the benefits of trees for centuries to come. Main idea number 7. Trees are essential for life on Earth. Trees are essential for life on Earth, as they provide oxygen, clean air, and food for humans and animals. Trees are essential for life on Earth, as they provide oxygen, clean air, and food for humans and animals. Trees are the lungs of the planet, producing oxygen through photosynthesis and helping to regulate the climate. They also absorb carbon dioxide, a major contributor to global warming, and help to reduce air pollution. Trees also provide food for humans and animals, and are home to many species of wildlife. In addition, trees provide shade and shelter, and can help to reduce soil erosion and flooding. Trees also have a spiritual and cultural significance, providing a sense of connection to the natural world. They are often seen as symbols of strength, resilience, and hope. In many cultures, trees are seen as sacred and are associated with gods and goddesses. Trees are also important for their aesthetic value, providing beauty and a sense of peace and tranquility. Trees are essential for life on Earth, and their importance cannot be overstated. They provide us with oxygen, clean air, food, shelter, and spiritual and cultural significance. They are also essential for the health of the planet, helping to regulate the climate and reduce air pollution. We must protect and preserve our forests and ensure that future generations can enjoy the benefits of trees. Main idea number 8. Trees are important for the environment. Trees are important for the environment, as they help to regulate the climate, prevent soil erosion, and provide habitats for wildlife. Trees are essential for the health of our environment. They help to regulate the climate by providing shade and cooling the air, and they absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, helping to reduce the effects of global warming. Trees also help to prevent soil erosion by providing a protective layer of roots and leaves that hold the soil in place. Finally, trees provide habitats for a variety of wildlife, from birds and squirrels to insects and other small animals. Trees are also important for human health. They provide us with oxygen, clean the air, and reduce noise pollution. Trees also provide us with food, medicine, and materials for building and crafting. In addition, trees can help to reduce stress and improve mental health by providing a calming and peaceful environment. In short, trees are essential for the health of our environment and our own well-being. We must take care of our trees and protect them from destruction, so that they can continue to provide us with the many benefits they offer. Main idea number 9. Trees are threatened by human activities. Trees are threatened by human activities such as deforestation, pollution, and climate change. Trees are essential to life on Earth, providing oxygen, food, shelter, and habitat for countless species. Unfortunately, human activities are threatening the health and survival of trees around the world. Deforestation is one of the most serious threats to trees, as large areas of forests are cleared for agriculture, urban development, and other uses. Pollution from industrial activities, vehicles, and other sources can also damage trees, as can climate change, which can cause extreme weather events that can damage or kill trees. All of these threats can have a devastating impact on the health of forests and the species that depend on them. It is essential that we take action to protect trees and forests from these threats. This includes reducing deforestation, reducing pollution, and taking steps to mitigate the effects of climate change. We must also work to restore damaged forests and replant trees in areas where they have been lost. By taking these steps, we can ensure that trees and forests continue to provide the essential benefits they provide to our planet. Main idea number 10. Trees need to be protected. Trees need to be protected from human activities in order to ensure their survival and the survival of other species. Trees are essential to the health of our planet and the survival of all species. They provide us with oxygen, clean air, and food, and they are home to countless species of animals and plants. Unfortunately, human activities such as deforestation, urbanization, and pollution are threatening the survival of trees. We must take action to protect them if we want to ensure their continued existence and the survival of other species. Protecting trees means more than just planting new ones. We must also take steps to reduce the destruction of existing trees. This includes reducing the amount of land that is cleared for development, limiting the use of pesticides and herbicides, and reducing air pollution. We must also ensure that trees are not cut down for fuel or other uses without replanting. Finally, we must create and enforce laws that protect trees from illegal logging and other activities that threaten their survival. Protecting trees is essential for the health of our planet and the survival of all species. We must take action now to ensure that trees are protected and that their populations are allowed to grow and thrive. Only then can we ensure that future generations will be able to enjoy the benefits that trees provide. Main idea number 11. Trees can help us to understand the natural world. Trees can help us to understand the natural world and how it works, as well as how we can better protect it. Trees are an integral part of the natural world, and they can provide us with a wealth of information about the environment. By studying the growth patterns, leaf structure, and bark of different species, we can gain insight into the climate, soil, and other conditions that affect the health of the ecosystem. Trees can also help us to understand the relationships between different species and how they interact with each other. By observing the way trees respond to changes in their environment, we can learn how to better protect and manage our forests and other natural habitats. Trees can also provide us with a better understanding of the effects of human activities on the environment. By studying the effects of deforestation, air pollution, and other human activities on the health of trees, we can gain insight into how our actions are impacting the planet. This knowledge can help us to make more informed decisions about how we use and manage our natural resources. Finally, trees can help us to appreciate the beauty of the natural world. By simply taking the time to observe the trees around us, we can gain a greater appreciation for the beauty and complexity of the environment. This appreciation can help us to better understand our place in the world and how we can work to protect it. Main idea number 12. Trees can help us to appreciate nature. Trees can help us to appreciate nature and the beauty of the natural world. Trees are a vital part of our environment, providing us with oxygen, food, shelter, and shade. They also provide us with a connection to nature and the beauty of the natural world. By simply taking the time to observe a tree, we can appreciate its unique characteristics and the way it interacts with its environment. We can observe the way it changes with the seasons, the way its leaves rustle in the wind, and the way its branches reach out to the sky. Trees can also provide us with a sense of peace and tranquility, as we take in the beauty of nature around us. Trees can also help us to appreciate the interconnectedness of nature. By observing the way a tree interacts with its environment, we can gain a better understanding of the complex web of life that exists in nature. We can observe the way a tree provides food and shelter for birds and other animals, the way it helps to filter the air, and the way it helps to regulate the climate. By understanding the importance of trees, we can gain a greater appreciation for the natural world and the role that trees play in it. Trees can also help us to appreciate the beauty of the natural world. By simply taking the time to observe a tree, we can appreciate its unique characteristics and the way it interacts with its environment. We can observe the way its leaves rustle in the wind, the way its branches reach out to the sky, and the way its bark changes with the seasons. By taking the time to appreciate the beauty of a tree, we can gain a greater appreciation for the natural world and the beauty that it holds. Main idea number 13. Trees can help us to connect with the past. Trees can help us to connect with the past, as they can provide us with a glimpse into the history of our planet. Trees can provide us with a unique window into the past. By studying the rings of a tree, we can learn about the climate conditions that existed when the tree was growing, as well as the events that occurred during its lifetime. For example, a tree that was alive during a major drought or a forest fire can tell us a great deal about the environment at the time. By studying the age of a tree, we can also gain insight into the history of the area in which it is located, as well as the changes that have occurred over time. Trees can also help us to connect with our ancestors. By studying the trees that were alive during the time of our ancestors, we can gain a better understanding of the environment in which they lived and the challenges they faced. This can help us to gain a greater appreciation for the struggles and successes of our ancestors, and to better understand our own place in the world. Finally, trees can help us to connect with our own lives. By taking the time to observe and appreciate the trees around us, we can gain a greater appreciation for the beauty and complexity of nature. This can help us to better understand our own place in the world and to appreciate the importance of taking care of our environment. Main idea number 14. Trees can help us to understand our place in the world. Trees can help us to understand our place in the world and how we can better care for it. Trees can provide us with a sense of connection to the natural world. By observing the life cycle of a tree, we can gain insight into the interconnectedness of all living things. Trees can also help us to understand our place in the world by providing us with a sense of perspective. By looking up at a tall tree, we can gain a better understanding of our own smallness in the grand scheme of things. Trees can also help us to understand our impact on the environment. By observing the effects of climate change on trees, we can gain a better understanding of how our actions can have a lasting impact on the environment. Trees can also help us to understand our place in the world by providing us with a sense of stability. By looking at a tree that has been standing for centuries, we can gain a better understanding of the importance of taking care of our environment for future generations. Trees can also help us to understand our place in the world by providing us with a sense of hope. By looking at a tree that is growing and thriving despite the odds, we can gain a better understanding of the resilience of nature and the importance of protecting it. Trees can also help us to understand our place in the world by providing us with a sense of belonging. By looking at a tree that is part of a larger forest, we can gain a better understanding of how we are all connected to each other and to the environment. Trees can also help us to understand our place in the world by providing us with a sense of peace. By looking at a tree that is standing tall and strong, we can gain a better understanding of the importance of taking care of our environment and of ourselves. Main idea number 15. Trees can help us to understand our relationship with nature. Trees can help us to understand our relationship with nature and how we can better protect it. Trees are essential to our environment and our lives. They provide us with oxygen, food, shelter, and beauty. They also provide us with a connection to nature and the natural world. By understanding the hidden life of trees, we can gain a deeper appreciation for the role they play in our lives and the environment. Trees can help us to understand our relationship with nature by teaching us about the interconnectedness of all living things. We can learn how trees communicate with each other, how they interact with their environment, and how they respond to changes in their environment. By understanding these relationships, we can better protect and preserve our natural environment. Trees can also help us to understand the importance of sustainability and how we can work to reduce our impact on the environment. By understanding the importance of trees, we can work to ensure that our forests and other natural habitats are protected and preserved for future generations. Main idea number 16. Trees can help us to understand the importance of sustainability. Trees can help us to understand the importance of sustainability and how we can better manage our resources. Trees are essential to the health of our planet, providing us with oxygen, food, and shelter. They also play a vital role in the global carbon cycle, absorbing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and storing it in their trunks, branches, and roots. By understanding the importance of trees in the global ecosystem, we can better appreciate the need for sustainability and the importance of managing our resources responsibly. Trees can also help us to understand the interconnectedness of all living things and how our actions can have a ripple effect on the environment. For example, when we cut down trees, we are not only destroying the habitat of the animals that live in them, but we are also reducing the amount of carbon dioxide that is being absorbed from the atmosphere. By understanding the importance of trees, we can better appreciate the need to protect them and ensure that they are managed responsibly. Trees also provide us with a variety of other benefits, such as providing shade, reducing air pollution, and helping to prevent soil erosion. By understanding the importance of trees, we can better appreciate the need to protect them and ensure that they are managed responsibly. We can also use trees to help us understand the importance of sustainability and how we can better manage our resources. For example, by planting trees in areas that are prone to soil erosion, we can help to reduce the amount of soil that is lost to erosion and help to protect the environment. By understanding the importance of trees, we can better appreciate the need to protect them and ensure that they are managed responsibly. We can also use trees to help us understand the importance of sustainability and how we can better manage our resources. By understanding the interconnectedness of all living things, we can better appreciate the need to protect our environment and ensure that our actions have a positive impact on the planet. Main idea number 17. Trees can help us to understand the importance of biodiversity. Trees can help us to understand the importance of biodiversity and how we can better protect it. Trees are essential to the health of our planet and its biodiversity. They provide habitats for countless species of animals and plants, and they are a major source of food and oxygen. By studying trees, we can gain a better understanding of the importance of biodiversity and how we can better protect it. Trees are also important for regulating the climate, providing shade, and helping to prevent soil erosion. By understanding the complex relationships between trees and other species, we can better understand the importance of preserving biodiversity and the need to protect our forests. Trees also provide us with a unique opportunity to observe the interactions between different species. By studying the interactions between trees and other species, we can gain a better understanding of how different species interact with each other and how they depend on each other for survival. This can help us to better understand the importance of preserving biodiversity and the need to protect our forests. Trees also provide us with a unique opportunity to observe the effects of climate change on biodiversity. By studying the effects of climate change on trees, we can gain a better understanding of how climate change is affecting the environment and how it is impacting the biodiversity of our planet. This can help us to better understand the importance of preserving biodiversity and the need to protect our forests. Main idea number 18. Trees can help us to understand the importance of conservation. Trees can help us to understand the importance of conservation and how we can better protect our environment. Trees are essential to the health of our planet, providing us with oxygen, food, shelter, and a host of other benefits. They are also a key part of the global carbon cycle, helping to regulate the climate and reduce the effects of global warming. By understanding the importance of trees and how they interact with the environment, we can better appreciate the need for conservation and the importance of protecting our forests. Trees are also important for the health of our ecosystems. They provide habitat for a variety of wildlife, and their roots help to stabilize the soil and prevent erosion. They also help to filter pollutants from the air and water, and their leaves provide shade and help to cool the air. By understanding the role that trees play in our environment, we can better appreciate the need to protect them and ensure their continued health. Finally, trees can help us to understand the importance of conservation by providing us with a tangible example of how our actions can have a positive impact on the environment. By planting trees, we can help to reduce carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere, improve air quality, and create habitats for wildlife. By understanding the importance of trees and how they interact with the environment, we can better appreciate the need for conservation and the importance of protecting our forests. Main idea number 19. Trees can help us to understand the importance of reforestation. Trees can help us to understand the importance of reforestation and how we can better restore our forests. Trees are essential to the health of our planet, providing us with oxygen, food, and shelter. Reforestation is the process of restoring forests that have been damaged or destroyed. It is an important part of preserving the environment and maintaining a healthy balance of nature. Trees play a vital role in this process, as they are the foundation of the forest ecosystem. By understanding the importance of reforestation, we can better appreciate the role of trees in our environment and how we can help to restore our forests. Trees are essential for the health of our planet, and reforestation is a key part of preserving the environment. Trees provide us with oxygen, food, and shelter, and they are the foundation of the forest ecosystem. By understanding the importance of reforestation, we can better appreciate the role of trees in our environment and how we can help to restore our forests. Reforestation can help to reduce the effects of climate change, improve air quality, and provide habitat for wildlife. It can also help to reduce soil erosion, improve water quality, and provide economic benefits to local communities. Reforestation is a complex process that requires careful planning and management. It involves planting trees in areas that have been damaged or destroyed, and restoring the natural balance of the ecosystem. It is important to consider the type of trees that are best suited for the area, as well as the soil and climate conditions. Reforestation also requires careful monitoring and maintenance to ensure that the trees are healthy and thriving. By understanding the importance of reforestation, we can better appreciate the role of trees in our environment and how we can help to restore our forests. Main idea number 20. Trees can help us to understand the importance of protecting our forests. Trees can help us to understand the importance of protecting our forests and how we can better manage them for the benefit of all species. Trees are essential to the health of our planet, providing us with oxygen, food, shelter, and a host of other benefits. They are also home to countless species of animals and plants, and are a vital part of the global ecosystem. Protecting our forests is essential to ensure that these benefits continue to be available to us and to future generations. By understanding the importance of trees, we can better manage our forests to ensure that they remain healthy and productive. This includes understanding the role of different species of trees, how they interact with each other, and how they interact with the environment. We can also learn how to better protect our forests from threats such as deforestation, climate change, and pollution. By understanding the importance of trees, we can also better appreciate the beauty of our forests and the vital role they play in our lives. We can learn to appreciate the beauty of a forest and the importance of protecting it for future generations. We can also learn to appreciate the importance of trees in our lives and how they can help us to live healthier, more sustainable lives.